Ladies and gentlemen, I have my Nubian prince right next to me. On the phone, ladies and gentlemen, Armenian prince of the airwaves, Stamper Rumian, all the way from Huntington Beach. I have diamonds on my surfboard, made it to Burbank, where I have my palace in Burbank. Look on the hills over Glendale, and I know the family from Zanku, and they are good people, and they make hummus, and they have the garlic sauce. Tahini is there if you want it, but I'm not a fan because it is too bitter. Makes me weird feeling in my mouth, but that's okay, because the chicken is juicy. The chicken is juicy inside of the pizza. I'm Tom Perumian. Hello, Tom.
Very, very talented, Mike.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Armenian Prince of the Airwaves. So we were talking earlier about this very unfortunate case of Maitrice Richardson. But there's also another crazy case going down in South L.A. of the Grim Sleeper.
Quite possibly the most anticipated murder trial, certainly one of the most delayed murder trials in L.A. history, the Grim Sleeper. 9 victims, one child, over a 25-year period. They initially called him the Southside Slayer, and then he took a 13-year hiatus from killing and came back. So between 1988 and 2002, he was dormant, per se, and then he committed other crimes, beginning, I believe, in about 2000, with his last murder taking place, if I'm correct, in 2007, and then they finally caught him, or the person they allege is the killer, a man by the name of Lonnie David Franklin, and the justice has endured countless delays in this case, but they have seated a jury, and they are moving ahead. Opening statements were today.
And this is assuming that this is the man responsible, this is an incredibly different, I mean, this is a different level of evil.
Well, when you look at the psychological profile of serial killers, the fact that there was an African-American serial killer is basically writing new books, new information. The idea that there was an African American serial killer in this, and that he was in Los Angeles. They can't explain the 13-year hiatus, why he took that time off. The man was also a city employee. He worked for the Los Angeles Sanitation Department. He also worked in the parking department for the Los Angeles Police Department.
Oh.
So we figure he has to have some kind of background in understanding, being around cops, knowing how cops work, and wondering if he got any information on how to, get around investigations or what have you. That'll all come out. So this is a very, very, very interesting case, and it's just now getting started.
Tom, the alleged defendant in this case, Leo Trail, how are you doing, Tom?
I'm great, Leo.
A lot of people in the community felt that there's a double standard of quality of the investigation. A lot of people said if this same type of series of murders took place in Beverly Hills or Malibu, that they would have been nonstop, relentless in going after this investigation. And this case was basically a cold case until it was resurrected. The feeling is that the fact that the suspect was black, the victims were black, there's a dual system of justice. What do you hear on the streets on that?
You're absolutely right in that application. This case was cold until it was basically brought back to life by LAPD and by the urging of LA Weekly. A journalist at LA Weekly really got this going on the hot stove. Mm-hmm. And, the other thing is that this happened at such a moment of upheaval in the history of Los Angeles.
True.
It began in the late 80s. We went through the 90s with this going on, the riots, the fires, the floods, the earthquakes, the OJ trial, all this kind of stuff. And here this person, and even then, he was known as the Southside Slayer, was sort of in the background, killing women and disposing of them in just the most incredibly demoralizing and dehumanizing ways, dumping the bodies in the alley, piling garbage on them, shooting them or strangling them and leaving them to die and what have you. And we even had a survivor from one of his attacks. and the LAPD couldn't get this guy until they, you know, they even the way they got him by sort of back engineering DNA to a relative that they traced to him is strange.
Well, that was the next question I had, Tom, is how strong is the evidence against this guy?
They say they've got DNA evidence, and they say they've got a live witness. They've got the woman that survived his attacks. Now, she is the star prosecution witness.